book of Exodus, chapter 32, also 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. Book of Exodus, chapter 32. I'd like to read verse 29. This is after Moses had come down from the mount, having been in the mount 40 days and 40 nights, and found the people in an idolatrous and very wicked situation. And we read in verse 29, "For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son, upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day." And then in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 5, just prior to the building of the temple, we read, "The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hand of the artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord?" As you can see, the subject of both of these verses is consecration, which simply means to dedicate yourself to a purpose. It also means to be set apart, to be reserved for a cause. It conveys the idea of being devoted, of being dedicated, being loyal, faithful, staunch, firm, steadfast, unwavering, wholehearted, passionate, fervent, and pledged to a cause or to a person, to a work. It conveys the idea of giving yourself entirely to something. In these verses, of course, it is consecration to the Lord. So it conveys the idea of giving yourself entirely to the Lord. And even when we think, as we mentioned this morning, even when we think we've given ourselves entirely to the Lord, I don't think we ever truly do in this life. I don't even know if it's possible to give ourselves completely and entirely to the Lord. We always hold something back. Every one of us here tonight, we hold on to something. We do not completely surrender. It means complete surrender to the Lord. It carries the idea of being totally, 100% for the Lord. Who can possibly say, truthfully, that they are 100% for the Lord? As long as we have these bodies of flesh, they always get in the way. Totally, 100% for the Lord. The idea of consecration is set forth in many men and women in the Bible. We think of Caleb and Joshua. We read in Numbers 32 and verse 12 that they followed the Lord wholly or entirely. They were consecrated. There are many others. There are some kings who were consecrated individuals. We read of the churches of Macedonia there in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, that they gave themselves first to the Lord. These are all examples of consecration. But in our text verses here in Exodus chapter 32 and also 1 Chronicles chapter 29, that word consecrate literally means to fill up your hands with God. When Moses says, consecrate yourself unto God, when David speaks the same there in 1 Chronicles 29, they are telling the people to fill up your hands with God. And that brings us to our subject this evening, and that is fill up your life with God. We fill our lives with a lot of things. We fill our lives with a lot of things that do not matter. And when the call goes forth to consecrate ourselves, that means that we need to have our lives filled with God, to have our lives saturated with the Lord. So consider tonight, first of all, the call that goes forth in these two verses, the call to consecration. You'll notice in Exodus chapter 32 that it is a personal call. Moses says, consecrate yourselves. It's also a personal call in 1 Chronicles 29, in verse 5. David says, who then is willing to consecrate his service? His being personal. His service to the Lord. So this is a personal call. This is a call that goes forth to individuals. It is a call for individuals to be devoted to God. It is a call for each individual to be dedicated, to be loyal, to be faithful to God. This is a call that goes forth every single day. It goes forth to each and every one of us that know the Lord, a call to be firm, a call to be steadfast, a call to be unwavering and wholehearted in the service of the Lord. Consecrate yourselves. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It doesn't matter what's going on. It is an individual, it is a personal call that each one of us must do something with. Each one of us must respond in some way to that call. Consecrate yourselves. We've heard the call many times. We've heard the call directly from God. We've heard the call sitting in services. We've heard the call as we sit and study the Word of God. Consecrate yourselves. But it is a personal call. The question is, what is our response to the call? We see also it is a call for immediate action. In Exodus 32, notice it is consecrate yourselves today. Today. And in 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 5, who is willing to consecrate his service this day? In both cases, it is a call that demands immediate action. This is not something that we are to think about. This is not something that we are to ponder. This is a call for immediate action. Action. Consecrate yourselves today. That is, consecrate yourselves here and now. Right now. Devote yourself. Dedicate yourself to the Lord. This is a call that there's no time for procrastination. To procrastinate in this matter is to disobey the call. It is to be lax concerning the call. So it's not merely something that we're to think about. It's not merely something that we are to ponder. It is something that we are to act upon. There is to be no hesitation. When we hear the call, consecrate yourselves, there's to be no hesitation. There's to be no bashfulness. There's to be no timidness concerning this matter. We are to devote ourselves, we are to give ourselves, we are to surrender ourselves entirely to the Lord, and we are to do so right now. You cannot sit back and say, well, when this circumstance works itself out, or when this happens and this happens, and when everything is in line, then I'll be able to. This is a call for right now. No matter what is happening, no matter what your circumstances, consecrate yourselves here and now. To put it off, again, is disobedience. This isn't about tomorrow. It's about today. This isn't about next week. It's about today. This isn't about next month or next year. It's about right now. Consecrate yourselves today. and you think of all the reasons that you and I come up with and putting this off, and again, it's just disobedience. It's not consecrate yourselves when you think it's convenient for you to do so. Again, it's about right now. Consecrate yourselves here and right now. We see also it is a call for something very specific. We see in verse 29 of Exodus 32 that it is a consecration to the Lord. It is setting apart, it is dedicating ourselves, it is devoting ourselves, it is surrendering ourselves to the Lord. 1 Chronicles 29 in verse 5, it is consecrate who is willing to consecrate his service, and then notice the phrase, unto the Lord. In both cases, it's specific. It's to the Lord. We can consecrate ourselves to a lot of things. We can become passionate about a lot of things. We can become passionate about a lot of causes, and some worthwhile causes. But the call here is to consecrate yourselves to the Lord. There isn't anything we ought to be more devoted to. There isn't anything we ought to be more dedicated to. There is not to be anything that we should be willing to spend more time and more effort and more of our energies upon than the service of the Lord. Again, it's consecrate yourselves. Consecrate yourselves. Set yourself apart to pray more. Dedicate yourself to prayer. Devote yourself to prayer. In days of joy, consecrate yourselves to prayer. In days of sorrow, in days of victory, in days of defeat, consecrate yourselves to prayer. In days of health, consecrate yourself. In days of sickness, consecrate yourself. This is not a call that is just for certain times and certain conditions. Whatever our condition is, whether we be healthy or whether we be sick, whether we be weak or whether we be strong, consecrate yourselves. Devote yourself to the Lord. No matter what stage we're at in our life, we're to consecrate ourselves. We have the opportunity to consecrate ourselves. Don't stop short. And we all do. We all stop short. God tells us over and over the things to do, and we all stop short. Don't stop short. Dedicate yourself. Dedicate yourself to the Lord. Young people, dedicate yourself to the Lord. You can save yourself a lot of misery. You can save yourself a lot of heartache. And you can save your life if you would just dedicate yourself to the Lord. Do so in the days of your youth. Don't wait until you're old. Don't wait until you have a family. Consecrate yourselves. Consecrate yourselves right now. Again, it is a call for immediate action. And it is a call that you must respond to. We all respond to it in one way or another. So we're to consecrate ourselves. Consecrate yourself to prayer. Consecrate yourself. Dedicate yourself to reading, to study the Word of God. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people could memorize the Word of God like they memorize sports statistics? It would be fantastic. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people could have the same passion for the Lord that they have the passion for the things of this world? Consecrate yourself. Dedicate yourself to the Lord. Consecrate yourself to submit to God every day. Consecrate yourself to flourish spiritually. Dedicate yourself that you are going to advance spiritually, that you're going to grow spiritually. Consecrate yourself, dedicate yourself to do whatever it is that God would have you to do, to be whatever it is that God would have you to be. Dedicate yourself. to these things. We need to be dedicated. And if God is going to fill our lives, then we have to empty ourselves of all that which is vain, of all that which is useless, that which holds us down, the things we hold unto as if they were dear treasures. It's amazing. The things we hold unto and we act as if we can't live without this. I've got to hold unto this. And the thing we're holding unto is useless. And it's hindering us from being fully dedicated to the Lord. But consider the circumstances under which the call was issued. Going to Exodus there in our text there in the book of Exodus, Moses had spent 40 days. He had spent 40 days in the mount with God. And after 40 days, he came down and he found the people in a state of drunkenness, in a state of immorality, in a state of idolatry. And he said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord. Again, it's today. It's not, this is what I want you to do tomorrow. It is consecrate yourself today. It is a call that was issued in a very sinful time. It was a call that was issued in a very dangerous time. And you and I live in very sinful times. You and I live in very dangerous times. We live in a time when spiritual complacency is at an all-time high. And if there ever was a time when God's people need to hear the call, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord. We need to hear that call today. We need to respond positively to that call today, because we live in a time when God's people are very cold. We live in a time when God's people are careless, when God's people are lax, when God's people are indifferent, when God's people think like the world and they see nothing wrong with it. Nothing. Their thinking, their philosophies is no different than the world. And in such a time, we need to hear the call. Consecrate yourself. Only if just a few people would respond to that call in this assembly, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord. And then come tomorrow, we'll have to do the same thing again. Each and every day, we have to dedicate ourselves. In a day when there's not much earnestness, in a day when there's not much fire, in a day when there's not much zeal and passion for spiritual things and for the things of God, we need to be a people dedicated to the Lord. And we need to hear that call. Consecrate yourself today. We need to be a consecrated people. We need to be a devoted people. We need to be a steadfast people. We need to be a staunch people. In a day when spiritual disease is rampant and is spreading throughout churches and is spreading throughout homes, we need to hear the call, consecrate yourself today. Dedicate yourself today. In a time when many are suffering from very poor spiritual health, and they are spiritually crippled, and are losing their spiritual hearing, and losing their spiritual sight, losing their spiritual backbone, we need to hear the call. Consecrate yourself today. In a time when people are losing their spiritual appetite, we need to hear the call. When they're losing their spiritual desire, we need to hear the call. Consecrate yourselves today. In a day when everything seems to be in turmoil and everything seems to be in a state of chaos and confusion, God's people need to hear the call, consecrate yourselves, and do it today. There's no time to wait. There's no time to waste. We need to consecrate ourselves. In a time when we look around And there's ruins everywhere. Everywhere we see spiritual ruins. You look around at marriages, most marriages today, most of God's people's marriages are no better than the world's. They're just as miserable as the world. And you know why? Because they're doing things the same way the world is doing things. And in a day when we look around and homes are in ruin and families are in ruin, somebody needs to hear the call. Somebody in your family needs to hear the call, consecrate yourself. Somebody in the Lord's churches needs to hear the call, consecrate yourselves today unto the Lord. Somebody needs to act. And that somebody ought to be you and I. Again, this is a call for here. It is a call now, for the now. We cannot afford to hesitate. We cannot afford to procrastinate in this matter. Also in 1 Chronicles 29, they were face to face with the very work of God. They were face to face with a work that was bigger than any individual. Face to face with a work that was bigger than David. Face to face with a work that was bigger than Solomon. The work was the building of the temple. So the challenge goes forth. Who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? And you and I tonight stand face to face with a work that is bigger than any individual. A work that is bigger than any group of individuals. The work being the work of the Lord. And there's only one way to get the work of the Lord done. In a way that is pleasing to God, and that is consecrate yourselves today. But I want you to notice also here in Exodus 32. In verse 29, consecrate yourself. And then notice the last part of the verse. That he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. The very day that you consecrate yourself, you have now put yourself in a position to be blessed by God. To be blessed by God. What greater position, what better position can you and I be in than a position to be blessed of God? We rob ourselves of many, many blessings by doing things our way, by refusing to consecrate ourselves. Somehow, for some reason, we seem to think that we're going to gain by holding back from God. We're going to gain by not being fully dedicated to the Lord. No, you put yourself in a position to be blessed when you dedicate yourself to God. Again, we've got to get away from that fear of giving ourselves entirely to God. Dedicate yourself to the Lord today that He may bless you this day. Then notice if we go back over to 1 Chronicles 29, I want to notice some marks, some characteristics of personal consecration. First of all, if we're going to consecrate ourselves, we must recognize a supreme purpose. In 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 1, furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. We need to realize the greatness of the work. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. And notice that phrase, for the palace is not for man, but for God. There's the key. There's the key to consecration. Herein is the chief reason that God's people do not set apart themselves for the Lord. Here is the reason that God's people do not dedicate themselves, do not devote themselves, do not surrender themselves to the Lord. They do not realize the truth of these words. It's not for man, but for the Lord. But for the Lord. The work that we are called to do is not about man. It's all about the Lord. This makes it supreme. This makes it more important than anything. When David said, it's not for man, but for the Lord God, that put it high above everything else that needed to be done. It's for God. Can you think of anything that you ought to be more dedicated to than the Lord? Can you think of any purpose? Can you think of any cause that you ought to be more dedicated to than the Lord? Why, if most people were just as dedicated to God as they are their jobs, there would be a big difference in our churches. But that's shameful. It's shameful to be just as dedicated to the Lord as we are jobs. We ought to be more dedicated. The Lord, we're to consecrate, we're to set ourselves apart for the Lord. We see also in verse 2 that a consecrated person is going to put forth effort. David said, now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. When you realize that the purpose is God's purpose and not man's purpose, it is then that you're going to be willing to spend everything, to spend yourself in the service of the Lord. It's then that you'll be willing to dedicate yourself, to devote yourself to the Lord. A consecrated person has the right interest. Notice in verse 3, he says, I have set my affection to the house of my God. That is his interest. We're running in the direction of God. In which direction are your interests running tonight? Which direction is your interest running? Is it toward the world or is it toward God? Is it toward the things of the world or is it toward the things of God? David said, I have set my affection to the house of my God. That was his purpose. And therefore he dedicated himself to a purpose. Again, a consecrated person is willing to give their very best. Notice verse 3 through 5. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold and the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses withal. David says, I've given this. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of the artificers, and who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? David gave all. David gave the best of his ability. Way far, far too often, we give God what's left over. We give God our leftovers. And what's sad is we expect God to accept it. We spend our time in recreation. We spend our time doing what we please. And if there's time left over, we give a few moments to God, and God's supposed to accept it. But a consecrated person is willing to give their very best. And that's what each and every one of us ought to be willing to give. We ought to be willing to give our best. When we come to the house of God, we ought to be willing to give our best. When we live day by day, we ought to be willing to give of our best, to put forth our best effort. Perhaps we're at a stage in our life where we can't do what we once were able to do, but you can still do the best you can. And a consecrated person will do that. We see also that a consecrated person recognizes that whatever we have, it's because God has given it to us. In other words, a consecrated person recognizes the ownership of God. In verses 11 and verse 12, he says, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. And thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all." Then notice verse 14. "But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort?" God gave to the people, and now the people were privileged to give back what God had given them. Anything you give God, God first gave it to you. And anything you give to God, He owns it. He already owns it. You're just simply giving God what is His. And what a privilege that is. And David says here, "Who am I? Who am I that I should have the privilege? Who am I that I should have the blessing of giving back to God?" And then verse 16, "O Lord our God, all this store, that is all the gold and all the silver that we have prepared to build thee a house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand." And then notice what it says, "and is all thine own." Lord, it all belongs to you anyway. And a consecrated person realizes that you and I have nothing. We own nothing. God owns it all. Whatever we have, God has allowed us to have it. God has given us the ability to obtain it. And when God wants it all back, we're to give it to Him because it's His. And then God will give us more. He always does. We never lose by giving to God. And a consecrated person realizes that God, He owns it all. And that truth is so vital. It is so imperative to you and I understanding about everything in our life, that God owns it all. How often that's mine, that's mine, that's mine. Nothing's mine. It's all His. And all He's doing is letting us use it. And we're to use it for His honor, and we're to use it for His glory. And a consecrated person realizes this. A consecrated person also lives knowing they have but a limited amount of time. Verse 15 says, "For we are strangers before thee and sojourners as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding." Our days upon the earth is a shadow. There one moment, gone the next. So with whatever time you have, and none of us know how much time we have left, consecrate yourself. And do it today, because today may be the last day you have. It may be the last opportunity that you have to dedicate yourself, to devote yourself to the service of God. And if this is the last day that you and I are going to live upon this earth, There's no better way to live it than to be dedicated and devoted fully to the Lord. You'll never be sorry. You'll never be sorry for giving yourself entirely to God. As I've said before, I've been by the bedside of many who have gone on into eternity, and I have never heard anybody say yet, "Boy, I sure wish I'd have spent more time at work. Sure wish I'd have spent more time being entertained." Not once. Because when it comes time to go into eternity, it doesn't matter. None of those things matter. "Boy, I sure wish I'd have bought that new car a couple years ago." I've never heard anybody say that. "Sure wish I'd have put more money away." Never heard anybody say that. "Or sure wish I'd have spent more." I never heard anybody say that. But I have heard people say, "Sure wish I'd have served the Lord more. Wish I'd have been a better church member." Because those are things that matter. I haven't heard anybody say yet, "Oh, I'm sure glad I've held under that grudge for the last 20 years. Not one time. Because none of those things matter. We need to learn this. We need to consecrate ourselves because life is short. Life is short. Dedicate yourself. Devote yourself to the Lord. Take spiritual inventory. We all need to do that occasionally. None of us do it enough. And when I say take spiritual inventory, I mean take an honest spiritual inventory of your life. Look at your life and be honest. God already knows. You might as well be honest. Reflect upon your spiritual condition. Carefully weigh where you are spiritually. Consider the seriousness of life. And I don't think any of us really realize how serious life is. The life that you and I are responsible to live. God has given us life. And we're responsible to live that life. That's serious business. And we need to seriously consider just how serious this life is. And how far do you want to go spiritually? Again, most, if not all, they have set in their minds how far they're going to go. They've already established this: "I'll go this far, I'm not going any further." God help us to go as far as God will allow us to go. To go as far as God would have us to go. So hear the call. Consecrate yourselves today to the Lord. Who is willing to devote themselves to the Lord? Who is willing to dedicate themselves to the Lord? Who is willing to be loyal to the Lord? Who is willing to be faithful to God? To be firm? To be steadfast for the Lord? Who is willing to take the stand for the Lord? Who is willing to be unwavering? It won't make you any friends, but who is willing to be consecrated to the Lord? Who is willing to be wholehearted and to be passionate and to be fervent and just pledge themselves to the Lord? Again, none of us know how much time we have left. None of us know what our life is going to be like in the days that we have left. Perhaps I have 15 years left. I don't know. I have no idea. And perhaps 14 of those 15, I may not be able to move. I don't know. You don't know either. But whatever it is, we're to dedicate ourselves right now. Because we don't know. We don't know what's going to be tomorrow. We don't know what's going to be a second from now. We have no idea. The time we have, we need to dedicate ourselves to the Lord. You will not come out on the short end by dedicating yourself to God. Your family is not going to suffer because you give yourself to God. Your children are not going to come out on the short end because you dedicate yourself to God. Your grandchildren are not going to come out on the short end because you dedicate yourself to God. They come out on the short end because we dedicate ourselves to all kinds of other things. We shouldn't be afraid, as we said this morning, to just let go. To just let go and just give ourselves completely and entirely to the Lord. The work that we face, the work that Home Baptist Church faces, is a work that is bigger than any of us. If I die tonight, the work will go on. If you die tonight, the work will go on. None of us are bigger than the work. None of us are bigger than the church. The work will go on. Sure, some will be missed, but the work will go on. It always has. We're faced with something bigger than ourselves. We need to consecrate ourselves. We need to dedicate ourselves to the most important purpose, the most important cause in all the world, and that is the Lord. And if we do that, we put ourselves in a position to be blessed by God. Brother Larry, if you'd come.